sandy beach of Hawaii.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Doc Bill, oh my goodness. Now, this is where we really got the vacation blues. It's when we had to leave the accommodations where we were staying.
Oh, that's one of the best places to stay. It's well known, and it's right on the water, and it's set up for privacy, yet you can interact with the guests that are there with you.
You can, but it also has a name. It's called the Winter White House because it is the favorite place of the Obamas. When they are having their winter vacation in Hawaii, they like to go to Kailua. And that is where, you know, you have the beautiful beaches, you have beautiful scenery, and this lovely home where we had the opportunity to stay at Plantation Estates, and it's the home of Glenn and Debbie Weinberg in Paradise Point. So I would really love to jump in and share our conversation that we had with them, where they talk about the history of their home, they describe the home and all of the things to do around the area. The first question I asked was for them to tell me about the history of their home and a few details about the special house.
Well, the most interesting history is that President Obama and his family stayed here during Christmas, New Year holidays for 3 years. And since we've owned it for about almost 6 years, we've stayed here during the Christmas holidays, so they stay a few doors away. But most recently, President Obama, when I saw him on January 2nd, told me that he loves our house and that he actually dreams about our shower in our master bedroom.
Well, tell me about that shower. My goodness, he dreams about it?
Yeah, it's a rain shower, so you get to see the beach from the shower, and it's a great feeling, the same feeling you get whenever you're in the house, anywhere.
Then I asked Debbie to tell me about that beautiful scenery you see when you're taking a shower.
Well, we look out at our beautiful Kailua Beach and the Mokolua Mountains that are in the middle of the ocean from our view, and it's really the most amazing shower you could ever imagine.
I didn't get to use that beautiful shower because they were sleeping in their own bedroom, but I did ask them about the other bedrooms in the house.
Well, we have 5 bedrooms, each of which has their own full bathroom and another half bathroom. And it's comfortably 10 people can be here, although we've had as many as 14 or 15. And you don't feel like you're on top of each other. There's plenty of room, there's plenty of quiet spaces, and it's just very comfortable.
I have photos on my website, travelbagswithanita.com, but I did ask Glenn to describe the layout because he's right. The bedrooms are nicely separated with each having its own private bath.
Well, the best way really to see the home other than being here is to visit our website at www.paradisepointestates.com. There are videos and the home has been on various TV shows and Vacation with the Presidents and HGTV, and it's been in a Hawaii 5-0 segment, and a lot of famous people have stayed there also. So if you get a chance to speak to Bradley Cooper, Angelina Jolie, Michael J. Fox, Courtney Thorne Smith, Charlie Sheen, just to name a few, you can ask them what they think about the house.
Up next, we talked about the pool area.
You know, I feel like we have our own little resort right here. It has absolutely everything you need. The pool is in the center of the yard in the what we call the back of the house, actually. We call it the back because we call the ocean the front of the house. And you walk into the door from the driveway and the pool is there, surrounded by all these beautiful outdoor areas where you can sit and relax. And as Glenn said a minute ago, everybody has their own little area, but there's so many beautiful common areas.
But let's talk about the more important things. The pool is heated and it's adjacent to a natural hot tub and waterfalls. So you really have your own ocean resort right here at the home.
Absolutely.
Oh, that pool was beautiful. I would actually call it an oasis. And then I asked him about the beautiful and exotic furnishings all around the home.
Well, the furnishings actually were here when we bought the house, so we couldn't tell you too much detail, but it's our understanding they're from, all Balinese furniture, and it's really beautiful and comfortable. And if you like taking naps like I do, there's probably 100 spots where it's great for taking naps. One other thing I want to make sure we mention is the kitchen, which is amazing. We've had very famous chefs also cooking here, not only for the president, but Morimoto has cooked here, and Roy Yamaguchi from Roy's Restaurants has cooked here, among a few other famous chefs.
Not to mention Dr. Bill, Anita's own husband.
Yes, Doc Bill had an opportunity to prepare quite a few meals in that beautiful kitchen. But then I asked him to tell me a little bit more about the kitchen and about guests coming and bringing their own chef.
Well, we can arrange for anything that's legal. So if people want to have daily housekeeping, if they want to have massages, if they want to have chefs or various type of chefs, if they want to have a chef that only cooks Chinese food, for example, we can arrange for that. If they want to have a Mandarin-speaking drivers, we can arrange for drivers and limos and anything, again, I emphasize, legal, we can do here.
And we have a full-time manager who is also a concierge who can set up anything.
There's also a full gym right on the property. Glenn tells us all about it.
That was the only thing we added when we bought the house. The house had everything, but not a gym. So we actually have top-of-the-line Life Fitness equipment and weight equipment, as well as cardio equipment, right at the home here. So it's perfect, and we have a great TV. So that it keeps your mind busy while you're working out.
It's a great home for working out or working on the job. I asked Glenn if President Obama ever signed any official documents at the property.
Yes, actually, he signed I don't know the official name, but it was the 9/11 responders bill here. In fact, this was back in 2010, December and January of 2011. He signed the bill, and it's actually a copy of it is up on our wall with a picture of us with the president the day that he signed it.
I asked if the Obama girls have a special room in the house.
Well, the girls have stayed in a particular bedroom when they are here, and as far as we know, they've always had a great time.
And then I asked him if he wanted to add anything else because there's so much to do there in Kailua.
I just want to make sure people know we're directly on Kailua Beach, which is typically rated one of the top beaches in the world, and we're directly on the beach, so I want to make sure your listeners know that.
And Debbie, anything else?
And I hope that people will consider making our home feel like their home at a time.
You know, there's more to do in Kailua than the beach. There's also the town.
Well, in Kailua, within 2 miles, you have everything you possibly need, from a Whole Foods and other grocery stores to a Target to tons of restaurants. And they're all very good food. So if you don't want to go to Waikiki and Honolulu, you really can stay in Kailua and never leave.
And if you want to spend one day getting away from Kailua and going to the North Shore, Glenn and Debbie talked about all of the great things you can do on a drive up to the North Shore.
Well, first of all, the drive from our home to the North Shore is breathtaking. Secondly, if you're hungry and like to eat food, which is most of us do, there were Huli Huli chicken places along the way, which are amazing.
And shrimp trucks.
And it was also Ted's Bakery, where we got chocolate halpia pie.
Don't forget Matsumoto's shaved ice.
And also the waves in the North Shore, particularly in the wintertime, can get up to 40, 50 feet. So it's certainly worthwhile seeing. And if you go, try to go on a weekday instead of a weekend, because it gets a little crowded on the weekends. But so many more things to see, and you can enjoy that.
Yeah, there's no shortage of exquisite, beautiful vistas everywhere on this island, yeah.
And of course, everyone wants to bring a souvenir back from Hawaii.
Well, the souvenirs everywhere, from Waikiki, they're all over the place, to even in Kailua. And Chinatown is a great place if you want to go and want to have a meal, see an authentic Chinatown that's been around for a long time. And it's actually the best place to get trinkets and gifts. And if you're looking for green frogs and pig's heads and chicken feet, that's a perfect place also for you to go.
Now, if you're thinking about taking advantage of renting this lovely home and having a fantastic experience, I asked Glenn, how would you go about renting their home?
Well, if you go to the website, you'll find my contact information under, I think, of the rental tab. But let me give you my full name is Glenn Weinberg. My cell phone is 410-916-1429. And my direct email is Glenn, G-L-E-N-N-L, Weinberg, W-E-I-N-B-E-R-G, at comcast.net, all found on the website. And they'll only deal with me, so it'll just be me and them. There's no other parties. I handle everything.
So here's that website again, ParadisePointEstates.com. Now, coming up next, Doc Bill and I will talk about travel gear for summer vacation. Back in a few minutes on North Georgia's News Talk, WDUN.